Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Okay, guys, so rhetorical question. Not that there can be any other kind on a podcast, but I'm just wondering, I'm not even wondering. You know, I know that there are times we all feel underappreciated. You know, like other people aren't noticing what we've done or what we do on a daily basis. Or, you know, if we've done something exceptional, that for sure. And what I'm actually thinking about is not just those moments, but like the ones where we feel grossly underappreciated, right? Where you ask someone to help you with something or to do something for you, and you're thinking they're going to react with, you know, absolutely, of course. And not only do they not agree to help, but they are so shocked that you would even ask them to, that they get defensive. Like, they can't even imagine a world where you think you've done enough that you deserve to ask them to participate. That's like a crappy feeling. Right? I think it's got to happen most at like work and home, right? I know a lot of people that's got to be happening every day, all the time in your job. But it definitely happens when we share a home with someone. And it's hard because division of labor can be very clear, but then it shifts and it changes. You know, to just say you're going to do one thing all the time or have something be your job, it's just not fair. It's not. And then to assume that everybody's 100%, you know, everybody's effort's going to look the same, everybody's ability is going to look the same, it can be really challenging. You know, I mean, I feel like if I ask you for help, I need it, or it's clear that I'm feeling burdened by the task and would like to not have to carry it myself. And I hate that feeling, like I should just have to. Like, of course it's your job. Why should you get any help? And it took me back to something that I think we talked about last week, which was actually prompted by a meme that somebody sent me about plates. Because, you know, I'm always looking for empathy. I'm always trying to find how can we be empathetic to this situation? Because sympathy is selfish. I mean, if I think, well, goodness, what would it take for me to be so narrow-minded and selfish that I wouldn't be willing to help you if you asked me for help? I mean, that's a slippery slope, right? Because it'd be a lot. It would be a lot, a whole lot. But that doesn't mean it would be the same for everybody else. Sometimes being asked to do one more thing is all somebody can take. Maybe their plate is really small, or their plate is made out of paper, or it's just a Kleenex because they ran out of plates. If we're doing anything for appreciation, we shouldn't be doing it. And that's something that I've assimilated to a long time ago, right? I don't do anything so that someone will appreciate me or say thank you. That's just a bonus. But it still catches me by surprise when I say, could you help me with this? And the person just acts absolutely shocked, like, how dare I? Why should I? And even when they cite what they have done, it's not always valid, right? It's just not to me, not to us when we view it with sympathy. And of course, you know, we've got to be empathetic to ourselves too. To get your feelings hurt, to be frustrated, to be disappointed, to be surprised, right? To be surprised is the thing, I think, that comes out of nowhere, right? I mean, clearly, I'm 4 minutes in and I'm talking in circles. I'm just going to have to get more specific. I'll give you an easy, simple, everyday example. The kitchen is a mess. Food that needs to be put away, plates that need to be washed off or put in the dishwasher or whatever, right? not that big of a deal. You walk in the kitchen and it's trash. You didn't trash it. Now, granted, you benefited, right? Your partner, your friend, your child, whoever, your parent cooked. And this is great. And they enjoyed it and you enjoyed it and everybody enjoyed it. But you walk into the kitchen and it is a wreck and nobody's really doing anything important. And so you look at someone, probably your partner, and you say to them, could you help me clean this up? Or could you clean that up? And you point to, I don't know, the food that needs to be put away. And they react like you just asked them to replant every tree in the yard, right? Like, but I cooked. I shouldn't have to clean up if I cooked. Okay. Did I ask you to cook? No. Did you enjoy the food? Yes. Should I have to clean up every single time you ever cook? No. But none of that is the point, right? I mean, that's the way we get ourselves in arguments. The point is, I see a big mess around me. We're a team. We could clean this up together. It would be quick. It would be easy. All you're about to go do is, you know, watch TV or play a video game or something. Like, you could give me just 2 minutes. And yet, it's the worst thing I could have ever asked you to do. And my assumption is, the person will say, of course. I can put that in a container and stick it in the fridge. Easy peasy. Before the dogs get it. And there's this weird thing that happens afterwards. If you're emotionally intelligent, which if you're listening to me 6 minutes into this babble, you are, right? If you're emotionally intelligent, you are going to take a minute and realize that the other person wouldn't ask you for help if they didn't feel that they actually needed it, or maybe they wanted it, and you don't even really have to understand why. Why don't we just help people? Well, then that gets you down this other hole, right? That goes more sympathy, I think, than empathy. We have to look at the other person and say, what would cause them to be so adamant that they shouldn't have to participate? And honestly, maybe it's selfishness. Maybe the whole time they were cooking, they were thinking, man, I always cook. There's no way I'm cleaning this mess up. Maybe it was their own selfishness. Maybe instead of doing what they did for the sake of doing it and not in the pursuit of praise, perhaps they wasted their time and they missed the point, the task for the task's sake. Maybe that's true. Or maybe they've been feeling overwhelmed by the day too, even if you don't get it. Even if it appears that all they did was make breakfast and play video games or whatever. Maybe their plate's really small, and it really is the end of the world. Think about having to put the bacon away. Maybe. And then, of course, the question remains, does it matter? Does it matter? Because the true bottom of it all is you could have left the mess in the kitchen. You didn't have to clean it up. You cleaned it up because it was bugging you. You didn't have to. If you'd have left it there long enough, you know, maybe the other person would have cleaned it up when it started to bug them. And granted, it might take a week longer than it takes you for it to bug them. But again, we do the things we do because we want them done. And I'm in such a mood to like argue this that I want to go back to, but I wouldn't have asked you, right? And bear in mind, I imagine that you are the intelligent crew that is listening here. I imagine that you're thinking of all the other scenarios because the dishes, the kitchen is just a really small microcosm, right? A concrete stable example of what I'm talking about. That really all boils down to we've got to get at our own feelings. And we also have to recognize where in the world we're being selfish. Because let's go back to the cleaning up the kitchen. It's pretty selfish for me to think that whatever plans this other human being had, even if it's just playing a video game. And you can tell by the way I just dismiss it when I say it, it has no value to me, right? I'm not a gamer. It has no value to me. And there are times I resent it. But that's not for me to say. That's not my hobby. That's not my free time. That's not my distraction. If you listen to last week's podcast episode, I think it was number 83, I talked about that we need to lighten up, that we need to have something else that we put some focus and some energy on. And so now as I'm talking to you, as things tend to come together in my mind when I speak out loud, I'm thinking of, okay, so if we need something to distract us from the pitfalls, from the thinking about work too much or thinking about whatever too much, if the thing that has been chosen is video games, I don't have to get it, do I? We don't have to get it, beloved. We don't have to agree with the priorities of someone else all the time. I mean, if it starts to strip away at the things that are really, truly valuable, right? Fine. But if it's about cleaning up the kitchen right this minute, I guess it doesn't matter. And we can only control our own emotions and our own reactions. So if your partner gets bent out of shape when you ask them for something, or your friend, or your coworker, or your child, or whoever, right? Well, that's not really our business, is it? Perhaps what we should be thinking is, I'm glad I'm not them right now, right? I'm glad I'm not them right now. Taking something that was truly as simple yes or no and turning it into something messy. Why do we even participate? And to be fair, I don't normally participate with the other person. I end up participating with myself. And I imagine some of you have the same problem. You know, in that moment, let's go back to breakfast. I just said, you know what? It doesn't matter. Do what you want to do. Do what feels valuable to you. And I meant it. I did mean it. I wasn't being passive aggressive, though listening back to myself, it sounds a little passive aggressive, right? Or if I ask for help getting the kids up in the morning or whatever that is, or we ask, you know, I don't know, the mailman to do something, whatever. This is so many layers, right? We can react appropriately. That's only level one. Level two is what we do with it on the inside. How long we stew on it. Do we let it distract us from our own joy, playing it in our minds when the other person gets over it in a blink of an eye? We can't waste our times, beloved. Life is long and short at the same time. Life's, I don't know, too long to waste time on that, right? Do we really want to be thinking about BS when we could be thinking about joy? And I know it's hard. There are factors, everything from the allergens in the air to hormones, brain chemistry, astrology, all the things play a part. All the things play a part. But the truth is, it really comes back to us centering and grounding ourselves, taking a breath, exercising the way that we're allowed to learn from ourselves, and letting it go. Maybe their plate is small. Or maybe today our plates are small. I think sometimes I wake up with a small plate. Do you ever wake up with a small plate? Usually I feel like I have a platter, right? Like a really nice, expensive platter that like is beautiful but can't even break if you drop it. That's pretty powerful. I'm pretty proud to be able to say I've cultivated that, right? I grew that. But occasionally, you know, we wake up and that plate's in the dishwasher and all we've got is like the teeny tiny flimsy paper plate or the napkin instead of a plate. And it gets soggy too fast. It's okay. You know it? People get so mad at themselves. I have people tell me all the time that they're frustrated with themselves, they're disappointed in themselves, they're whatever, because they've had a bad day or a bad week or even a bad month. And bad is relative too. I mean, bad to one person is literally everything is falling apart in their world. And bad to some of us is just we've felt impatient. We haven't been on top of our game. Again, how big is your plate? Beloved. Guess this is sort of just a cap on that episode. We all need to lighten up. We do. What difference does it make? Feeling unappreciated sucks. It does. Getting a reaction different than you thought you would, that sucks too. But there's so many things that rock, right? So many truly amazing things. And sometimes all we need to do is bitch for 15 minutes to our podcast audience and get over ourselves. Yeah. You know, before I did this, before I quit being a school teacher, I had a podcast with an invisible audience. I used to talk to my steering wheel. I know. Thank God for Bluetooth. Nobody thought I was too crazy. But we do need to talk things out sometimes, right? Just talk them out and let our thoughts unwind and get to the point so that we can learn and grow and move on. Yeah. The heat is subsiding, beloved. I know it's hot. That doesn't help. Makes everything seem more intense. But it's going to let up soon. And so will this invisible pressure we all feel. It will go with the weather. It'll help. Until then, it's up to us. What do we learn? How do we grow? Let's laugh and let go. Until next time, beloved. Namaste.
My name is Giovanna, and I actually discovered Jennifer at a really difficult time in my life. I had made an appointment with a psychiatrist, a counselor, and I had this urge to find someone on a spiritual realm to talk to, and I actually Googled, and I found Jennifer, and I had had my other two appointments, and, you know, it was what it was, and I finally got to my appointment with Jennifer, and after that hour, I felt free and just unlike I had ever in my life. And out of the other two, she helped me completely. And at this point in my life, I'm a completely different person. And honestly, thanks to her and her honesty and just her as a person, she's amazing. I would recommend her, and I have, to many people. She's amazing, just simply amazing. I love her.
Did you just press the red button to stop it?
Stop button. No, not red button.
Square. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.